Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things dark. Ever feel like life's just this crazy whirlwind of to-do lists, deadlines, and notifications? You know that feeling when you just need a minute or maybe an hour to breathe? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Creating our own little sanctuaries at home. Think of it as your personal oasis for mindfulness, relaxation, and a good dose of renewal. Because let's be real, sometimes the best way to handle the chaos outside is by building a haven of peace within. And trust me, this isn't about expensive renovations or Pinterest perfect aesthetics. This is about intentional choices, simple rituals, and carving out space for yourself amidst the everyday hustle. We're talking about reclaiming those moments where you can truly disconnect, recharge, and reconnect with your inner zen. Sound good? Let's get into it. Firstly, we need to talk intention. Before we even think about scented candles or fluffy pillows, though those are welcome. We need to define what sanctuary means for us. Is it a place for quiet contemplation? A space for creative expression? Maybe it's just your cozy corner where you can escape the noise and recharge. Once you know what you want, you can start designing that haven. Think about the senses. What sounds, scents, textures, and colors bring you peace? Could be soft music, the aroma of lavender, a plush blanket, or maybe a splash of calming blue on your walls. These details matter. They create an environment that instantly signals relaxation mode to your brain. Next stop, the cluttering. Ever feel overwhelmed when surrounded by stuff? Trust me, it's not just you. A cluttered space can lead to a cluttered mind. So take some time to purge the unnecessary, organize what's left, and create a sense of order and calm. You don't have to be a minimalist, but a little tidying goes a long way in creating that peaceful vibe. Now, let's talk about routine. Consistency is key. Even if it's just 15 minutes each day, dedicate that time to your sanctuary. Whether you meditate, read, journal, or simply enjoy a cup of tea in silence, make it a non-negotiable part of your day. This helps anchor your mind and body into a state of relaxation and allows you to truly unwind. Finally, remember, this is your space. There are no rules here, just personal preferences. What brings you joy? What helps you feel centered? Let go of any expectations and create a sanctuary that reflects you. It's about finding those practices and rituals that nourish your soul and help you navigate the world with more peace and clarity. Think about that time you were stressed out about something, work, relationships, whatever it was. Didn't you just crave a space where you could escape for a bit? Maybe it was curling up on the couch with a good book, taking a long bath, or even just stepping outside for some fresh air. That's what we're talking about today, turning that escape into a dedicated haven. A place where you can consciously step away from the noise and demands of daily life, reconnect with yourself, and recharge your batteries. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be as simple as a corner in your bedroom with a comfy chair, a soft blanket, and a few plants. Maybe it's a window seat bathed in sunlight where you can read or journal. Or perhaps it's a balcony where you can enjoy your morning coffee while watching the sunrise. Remember, the key is intentionality. When you create the space, think about what brings you peace and joy. What colors make you feel calm? What scents are grounding? What activities help you unwind? Incorporate those elements into your sanctuary. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to transform any corner of your home into a haven of peace, mindfulness, and renewal. Think about it. By creating a dedicated space for yourself, you're essentially investing in your well-being. You're saying yes to self-care, yes to relaxation, and yes to finding that inner calm amidst the chaos. And remember, friends, this is an ongoing journey. It's about making small, conscious choices each day that contribute to building a life filled with intention, purpose, and a whole lot of peace. So go forth, create your sanctuaries, and let's spread some stoic vibes. Don't forget to share your sanctuary stories with me on social media using the #TheStoicWaySanctuary. I can't wait to hear about your peaceful havens. Until next time, keep that inner peace shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.